You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Madison Bumgarner pitched quite a game yesterday against the Braves.
Right field, Rojas is there, Madison Bumgarner. A complete game shutout, no hits for the Braves in seven, and the Diamondbacks sweep the doubleheader. They win game 2-7-0.
And game 1-5-0. Unfortunately for Bumgarner, that game two there was a no-hitter, but it wasn't. He didn't allow any hits, no runs, but it was only seven innings because the commissioner, due to the pandemic, decided that doubleheaders would just be seven innings long, and in order to be an official no-hitter, you must pitch nine innings. And in fairness to the folks that have pitched the nine-inning no-hitter, how many times have we come across the pitcher that got to 8 2/3 and couldn't get the last out? So you kind of it's a separate entity. But Madison Bumgarner, it is a no-hitter. They should come up with a statistic just for seven-inning no-hitters and honor him that way, but it's not going down as a nine-inning no-hitter because it was not. The Orioles beat the A's 8-1. The Mets shut out the Nationals 4-0. Red Sox topped the Mariners 5-3. Indians picked up a win over the Yankees 7-3. Rockies clobbered the Phillies 12-2. And Sunday Night Baseball, the Padres came back from a 7-1 deficit in the seventh to beat the Dodgers 8-7 in extra innings at Dodger Stadium. Ouch. The San Francisco Giants are off to a good start. They're just a game behind the Dodgers out west. As a matter of fact, that division out west in the National League, the best division in baseball right now. The San Francisco Giants, so we're talking about them now because there's a woman and I believe her husband, who bought to the game the other night a bunny rabbit, a big fat bunny rabbit.
It's one of those big Belgian, Belgian giants.
Flemish giant. And we found out that the bunny rabbit is one of those support animals.
Okay,
because she's been depressed because the pandemic forced her to close her restaurant, which is horrible.
Okay.
With that being said, they've had the bunny rabbit for 4.5 months. For just 4.5 months.
Yeah.
And listen to what this bunny rabbit has done with them in 4.5 months.
He's been to NASCAR. It's his first time in the Giants baseball game. He is, I don't know.
He's been to Tahoe.
Yes, he's been to Tahoe. No tubing. Done kayaking.
So like, they're doing okay without the restaurant, I guess. I'm like, wow.
You're doing better than most.
I didn't go.
We're taking the rabbit snow tubing in Tahoe, kayaking. He's been to the NASCAR race.
The rabbit is a tampon box.
Yes, exactly.
You're doing horseback riding, kayaking. You know,
I'm sure there's more to the story, but when you hear the soundbite, you're like, oh, geez, okay.
Yeah, when you oversimplify it, it's just like, what happened? It doesn't look bad. I don't know.
It's almost as if, like, there must have been a story done about her, and she's got this rabbit,
and
now people are inviting her places, and maybe that's part of it, and you can't fault her for that.
Nope.
UFC 261, a return to normal, as they were calling it, took place down in Florida, Jacksonville, Veterans Memorial Arena. They had capacity crowd on hand. The place was packed. And that's where Kamaru Usman destroyed Jorge Masvidal, crushed him.
And of all the superlatives. Oh!
Kamaru Usman with a huge shot! Knocked him out. Knocked him out. That has never happened to Jorge before.
First time in my career, and it's in front of all my people, my family, my friends. So it hurts. I've never been knocked out in 50 pro fights. Usman showed me something that he didn't show the first fight. I didn't feel his power, and that's what happens when you get overconfident, man. I thought we were going to wrestle more. I was ready to wrestle 25 minutes. All the props to him in the world. He caught me by surprise. He's got my number, man. There's nothing I can say, but he won this fair and square, and God bless him, man.
There you go. He sounds okay.
Give him a lot of credit.
Yeah.
You know, it's tactical. You know when you've been beaten. There's no question about it. There's no way I'm going to say it's a lucky punch.
He's never been knocked out before. Yeah. But he also wanted to make sure the kids knew he was okay.
To my daughter watching and my son, I'm okay. Daddy's okay. Don't worry. I'll be home in no time. That's just a little mosquito bite. I'm fine now. I know I didn't win. Thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Now, the talk today is going to be about Chris Weidman, who ended up breaking his leg seconds into a fight against Uriah Hall. It was brutal. It was horrible. A matter of fact, here is one commentator trying to get the other one to watch the replay.
Right. Come on, take a look at it here. Look at this.
I'm not going to look, Joe. Just tell me.
It was so bad.
Was it like the dude whose leg just kind of came off in the basketball game that time?
Pretty much, and then he went to put pressure on it. He leaned back down on it, and you know
the
foot
stand
was going.
On it?
Yeah, the foot was going one way, the legs going. I mean, it was really horrible. The winner of the fight, without even throwing a single punch, all he did was block a kick. Was Uriah Hall?
I got nothing but respect for Chris Weidman. He's truly one of the best. It is a crazy story that he was the first man I fought that defeated me, that introduced me to fear. I didn't know what fear was. I was scared of wrestling. And during that time, you know, we went different paths. He was the first one, defeated Anderson. I was the last. And it's just crazy how we ended up here again.
He mentions he was the first one to defeat Anderson. He's talking about Anderson Silva, who, by the way, had the exact same broken leg.
Really?
When he tried to kick Chris Weidman.
That's bizarre.
Suffered the same injury. Chris Weidman's wife basically tweeting out or hitting the Instagram to let everybody know he's okay. Surgery went well. They're overwhelmed with the support. They thank everybody. They appreciate all the thoughts. And she posted a photo of him lying in the hospital bed, all smiles. So keep your fingers crossed. It was not a compound fracture, so they're not worried about any kind of an infection because the bone didn't come through the skin. It's hard to believe when you watch it because it's so horrible. Oh, Brad Keselowski only led one lap yesterday down at Talladega for the Geico 500, but it was the most important lap. He led the final lap. Yep, one lap.
Wow.
Wins the race. There was 35 lead changes. William Byron, the Sonnet, finished second. Michael McDowell was third.
Did you see Joey Logano's accident?
Yeah, he flipped upside down.
Yeah, the car went in the air.
Yeah, I've seen worse accidents, but, you know, anytime a car goes upside down, you just hold your breath.
Well, it's hard to watch 200 laps or whatever.
It's a long day. It really is. But anyway, again, he leads the one lap, and it's the final lap. From the NBA, Kevin Durant returned from his latest injury, scored 33 points in 28 minutes as the Nets took care of the Suns. The Wizards, trying to remain in the playoff picture, picked up a victory against Cleveland. Golden State, once again, Steph Curry, 37 points, knocked out the Sacramento Kings. On the ice, the marquee matchup of the day was the Penguins versus the Bruins, and the Pittsburgh Penguins win this one 1-0, shut them out. And here's your fun fact. In 2005, a Chinese lottery ticket seller discovered he could still buy lottery tickets a couple minutes after the winning numbers were announced. He defrauded the lottery out of 28 million yuan, which is about $4 million.
Wow.
But he was eventually caught and sentenced to life in prison, and that's where he resides now.
That's your exchange.
Yes.
That's your exchange.